Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin a three-part message brought to the local church family at BBF the Sunday following the Supreme Court decision to legislate from the bench and to force sodomite marriage onto all 50 U.S. states. We've titled the message, What Now? Sodomite Marriage Response. No introduction is needed, and we will simply let the content speak for itself as we begin part one of three of the message titled, What Now? Sodomite Marriage Response.
So as much as I'd like to not have to talk about this morning, as a local church and as pastor of the local church and this ministry, we're going to discuss what has happened this week from a biblical perspective. What now? Just calling it a sodomite marriage response. And I'm going to show you that is not photoshopped. That is the White House after the decision celebrating sodomite marriage lit up in the colors of the pride flag. Now, we talked about this a couple, 3 weeks ago, but you do know that's not God's rainbow.
Amen.
God's rainbow has seven.
Amen.
That's the color, that's the flag of man. The number six. Count them. Six colors. They knocked one out. They didn't do it on purpose, but there's something about the spirit. So we'll...
What color are they leaving out?
Was it indigo?
Kind of like blue purple mix.
Yeah. We got a video. We showed the video here. But Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you have felt like mourning this week?
Yes, I did.
I just want to make it clear that I'm an equal opportunity offender. I don't think anything would be any different if Mitt Romney or John McCain had been elected. Both parties are wicked.
Amen.
And the Republicans are supporting sodomite marriage just as much as the Democrats, but some of them take a verbal public stand for votes. But behind the scenes, you're not going to see more than a handful of Republicans do anything of any substance in response to this. We just got to live with the world we're in, folks. The wicked beareth rule. And on June 26, 2015, I'm not joking, really is a day that will live in infamy. The wicked Supreme Court majority committed the entire United States of America to an act of blasphemy.
This morning, the Supreme Court recognized that the Constitution guarantees marriage equality.
Lie.
In doing so, they've reaffirmed that all Americans are entitled to the equal protection of the law. That all people should be treated equally, regardless of who they are or who they love. This decision will end the patchwork system we currently have. It will end the uncertainty hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples face from not knowing whether their marriage, legitimate in the eyes of one state, will remain if they decide to move or even visit another. This ruling will strengthen all of our communities by offering to all loving same-sex couples the dignity of marriage across this great land. Thank you.
You're welcome, reprobate. Let me tell you something. What you heard, and I'm going to just get used to it. I'm going to be offending people. For about 20 years, I've seen people like Peter Ruckman, for example, try to teach people the truth about the history of this country. And I put a response video out there, and I'm telling you the truth. The people who founded this country were not Christians. There were some of them that were Christians. George Washington, John and I have talked about, there's one guy who said he was a Christian. But I've never read George said he was a Christian. And Thomas Jefferson is presented as a Christian by David Barton. Thomas Jefferson denied the gospel.
Yes, he did.
You're not a Christian if you deny the gospel.
Amen.
Several of the other greats were Unitarians. That's apostasy. That's heresy. That's blasphemy. Unitarianism, universalism. That is that all paths lead to God. All religions are the same. And that is why when you read, and you don't believe me, go get, we got copies of it right here. We got the Constitution.
Supreme Court recognized.
Shut up.
Amen.
We've got copies of the Constitution right here, and you will not find a reference to Jesus Christ in it. You will not find a reference to the Bible in it. Our nation had a lot of Christian influence. That does not mean that it was a Christian nation. Explain to me how it's a Christian nation if you don't even mention Jesus Christ in your founding Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
We are suffering the consequences of founding fathers who failed.
Amen.
You talk about slavery. Have any of you ever read any of the discussion when they were coming up with the Constitution? I have. They chose not to take a stand against slavery for political reasons. They cursed the country with slavery for political reasons. They should have and could have taken a stand, and they would have lost some of the states joining. But I'll guarantee you, those states would have still fought King George.
Yeah.
And the Revolutionary War would have still been won. And we wouldn't have had a Civil War 100 years later.
Amen.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm no liberal. I'm no, what they call them, revisionist. This nation has been the greatest that man has ever been able to come up with. This nation, I mean, we did fight a war and 600,000 people died to free slaves. Now, by the way, that wasn't the primary reason for the war. That's propaganda. But the result was the slaves were free. The North was just as racist as the South.
Yep.
Abe Lincoln wanted to round all the blacks up and take them to Liberia. That was his plan. You see, what I do is I don't care what I'm taught. I go look at the source and see what the reality is. And that's how every one of you had better start being. It's kind of late in the game, but Christians should have been that way the whole time. And we would have realized we're fighting a battle that includes straightening out the mess that our founding fathers left us. And that's the reality. And so now, and by the way, folks, there's a reason why Obama's hero is Abe Lincoln. Do you know that? How many of you knew that? Have you ever sat here and said, you know why? Because Abe Lincoln was a dictator. And he imprisoned people who he disagreed with. If you wrote something he didn't like, he put you in prison. We've got a congressman in Ohio whose name is Van something, and I forget his name at the moment, that was actually banished from the country, and he had to move to Canada because he opposed Lincoln's war. Let me tell you, what you're seeing today is nothing new. We have been on this road, and conservatives have been fighting against it. I didn't say Republican. Do you understand that? I said conservatives. Because the Republicans have been filled with progressives just as bad as the Democrats. But Republicans are worse because they say one thing, they do the other. But conservatives have fought this and stemmed the tide. And it would be much worse now than it is if it weren't for conservatives. And a lot of those are Christians. That's the effect of Christianity on this country. And when the rapture takes place, that influence is gone. And you think it's bad now. Vallandigham. That's it. Vallandigham. That was the Ohio congressman who Abe chased into Canada because he was opposed. And this is the fact. Obama, yes, he's a liar. The Supreme Court justice majority are liars. And if you'll be honest with yourself, you'll find out that we've been ruled by a nation. Our nation has been ruled by liars. For 200 years, we've been fighting the liars. I'll tell you one. I was raised to think Dwight Eisenhower was a hero. How many of you think of Dwight Eisenhower? Oh, maybe as a general. But as a president, Dwight Eisenhower is the reason that abortion is legal today. Republican Dwight Eisenhower. How many of you already know what I'm talking about? Two of you. Go look at the Supreme Court justices that legalized abortion. There's a majority because of three that Eisenhower put on the court. Did you know that? How many of you knew that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you a fact. Abortion is legal today because of a Republican named Eisenhower. Yeah. Obamacare. Why did Obamacare get approval last week? Because of George Bush's appointee, Judge Roberts. We folks, anybody thinks either political party is on your side, they're a bunch of liars.
Amen.
They lie to get elected, and then what they do is, you remember the Tea Party came along? I got involved in that. I wasn't like a leader, but I supported it at first. Then it got hijacked by the Republicans. And I'd go to Tea Party meetings, and they'd be up there saying nothing about anything of any substance. Hijacked. Where's the Tea Party today? It's almost just dead. Mm-hmm. And the liberals tried to paint you up, you know, as racist and all this stuff. And then you go there, and it was only about half white. It was, you know, blacks, Hispanics, and Orientals, and everybody were there. But on TV, all you'd see is the white people. I'm telling you, we live in a culture of lies, political liars, and it's the same lie that legalized abortion that was used to legalize sodomite marriage. How many of you knew that? It's a wall of lies. States, this was a statement in the majority opinion. States' same-sex marriage bans violated the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The 14th Amendment. That's just a big lie. Look at the 14th Amendment. Was the law, was the constitutional amendment passed in order to ensure that freed slaves would have the rights of citizenship. What's that got to do with killing a baby in the womb? What's that got to do with two sodomites wanting to be called married? They're a bunch of liars. That's what we're dealing with. Section 1 of the 14th Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Look at this. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life. And they used that to kill babies. They're a bunch of liars, reprobates, devils with skin. I was taught to think Thurgood Marshall was a hero. He's in hell. That man largely is responsible for every baby that's killed in this country. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. And they are claiming that that says that two sodomites coming together, wanting to be married, are being deprived if they're denied. That's what they did. And anybody with a brain knows that's not what it says. It doesn't say that anything I want is mine, and if you deprive me, it's a violation of the 14th Amendment. Mm-hmm. That's not what anybody who wrote that meant, and it's not what it says. But that's what you're going to get. So now we've opened up Pandora's box. Bring in the animals. Bring in the multiple sex partners. Bring in the children. That's where they're going. I already said this, but I'm going to repeat it. This law was passed to protect ex-slaves from being treated unfairly under the law. That's it. It didn't really do a good job of that for 100 years. But then suddenly they found all these other rights that they could use it for. It's been used by lying, progressive reprobates. Look at that word progressive, and yes, I include the insurance company. There's a reason the insurance company used the word progressive as their name. The guy who owns that uses all the money to push his progressive agenda. Don't even hide it. And it's been pushed to legalize abortion, as I said, 54,559,615 little babies chopped into pieces in the womb of their mother by using the 14th Amendment. They're depriving that person in the womb of life. Even though the 14th Amendment, see, that's Antichrist. Antichrist can take a truth and turn it completely around. And they took a truth of the 14th Amendment that should protect every baby, and they flipped it as a reason to kill it. No, they left that part out.
It's 2 years old, too, so it's more. That's 2013.
Is it? I think it's the last time they've had the statistics. This is live. This was recorded live. It's time-lapse video all night. That's what the White House looked like. And they've used that 14th Amendment to curse this nation. That's where we're at. That's your Obama. All you pathetic Christians who voted for that devil. And as expected, our governor offers no resistance.
Well, as you would expect, I'm very disappointed. And, you know, I'm disappointed because I do believe that marriage is, I do believe in the traditional sense of marriage, that marriage is between a man and a woman. But I also respect the Supreme Court of the United States. And the Supreme Court of the United States has made a decision. And as I have said repeatedly, as they were considering this, we'll honor what the Supreme Court does. It's the law of the land. It's the way that America functions.
Get mad at me all you want, but that was the answer of those who honored slave laws and killed Jews in the Holocaust. I'm just a good citizen obeying the law. Sorry, Kasich, you'd made a great SS. You'd been a great bounty hunter in the mid-19th century. Amen.
Amen.
Here's his talking points. How many of you know what talking points are?
Yeah.
When they keep saying the same thing over and over, well, no matter where they're at.
Obviously disappointed, because I've always
same
felt
words.
That marriage is one of these traditions between a man and a woman, but the court has spoken. And I've said all along that when a court makes a decision, we abide by the law of the land, and they've made their determination, and just move on. Doesn't mean I'm not disappointed. I am, but the decision has been made. Okay? Thank you.
Duck.
Political.
One of these traditions between a man and a woman. I mean, even the way he said it, it's one of these traditions, like it's just something we ought to honor. It's like, dressing up in green on St. Patrick's Day. It's a tradition. No, it's more than it's not just one of these traditions. He didn't mention God, didn't mention the Bible. Do you know what that is, what you just saw from our governor? One word. Fear. John Kasich is scared to death of the sodomite gay lobby. Jesus said, Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body or your political career, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And that's who I fear.
Yep. Amen.
I didn't include it here, but I'm going to take a second to bring this up and show you. See if I can find it real quick. There it is. This was my response to the decision with my lovely wife. Right next to TJ's on Morrison High. Holding that sign right there. Now to add a little levity, it doesn't matter what I say when there's traffic. I can say anything. I just wanted to look. So sometimes I'll say things that are kind of crazy if you hear what I'm saying. Just for fun. But there's a sign. And there would be people parked right there looking.
That's pretty wild in there. Flipping you off so fast and getting a peep down.
And they were.
Yeah.
Sodomite loving.
Devils.
Devils. Wicked Americans are going to hell. I'm here to tell you that because I'm your friend.
Amen. Any preacher who won't do this, he's not your friend. He doesn't love his country.
Sign says, homosexuals choose sexual sin.
Choose life instead. With their windows down.
Jesus died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead.
Now watch the white truck.
Leave on him and be saved. And we've got six middle fingers now. That never happens.
I'm number one.
We've been out on this street corner many times. Never have you been so vile in your responses. You love your wickedness, Columbus, Ohio. You love your sin. God says repent or perish. Truth. Repent sin. Repent. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance.
Now I want to tell you this. If you're thinking of Westboro Baptist Church, you are now aware of the fact that you're brainwashed.
Repent toward God.
Hear me?
Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm not doing anything like Westboro Baptist Church. I'm preaching the gospel. I said, get a muffler.
Jesus would like to save all who would come to him.
I'm offering them the gospel.
But you must come to him by faith, and not with your sin. You cannot come to God with your sin, demanding he accepts your sin. You come to him with repentance toward God, with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now I added this. This is
holy. I got more black licorice from Kentucky.
Great is thy reward.
Voodoo, but somebody in Kentucky. You see it?
That doesn't have
thank
any high-fructose corn syrup.
I'll find out, hopefully, and be able to thank you personally.
Came from somebody in Kentucky.
All natural, Sean didn't soft send that licorice. Thank you.
I got it from Kentucky, but I didn't see who it was from. But listen, I see people, I mean, I'm talking people who are Bible-believing Christians, and they've seen our videos of me standing out there, and they will basically accuse me of being just like Westboro Baptist Church. Listen, Westboro Baptist Church, first of all, they're extreme Calvinists, and they believe that there's no chance for people like that to be saved, and they go out with signs that says God hates fags or God hates Jews or whatever. And they go to graveyards during graveside ceremonies. And if I'm just telling you, I'm not saying this being mean. You need to recognize the brainwashing that goes on. Because people think that a preacher out on the street doing what the apostles did, doing what the Bible-believing Christians have been doing for 2,000 years, and you haven't seen it in America much because America is spiritually dead from the pulpit down. But if America had been spiritually alive, you'd be used to seeing that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not out there saying God hates anybody. I'm out there saying that God hates sin. And if you will repent and turn toward God with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose again, conquering sin and death, right that moment you'll be saved. I don't care if you're the biggest drag queen in Columbus. Amen. He'll save you. Amen. And that's not anything. Westboro Baptist Church has never preached that message. But if you looked at what was going on there and thought of Westboro Baptist, I'm telling you that so that for your good, you'll start to change whatever it is you're filling your head with. Turn off the local news. There are a bunch of... It's controlled by the Sodomites. Amen. The evening news is controlled by the Sodomites. The entertainment industry is controlled by Sodomites. And they like little boys. I've only gone to a handful of movies over the last 10 years. I don't even say a handful. I don't even, you know, I went to a few, and a couple of them, I joke about it, but a couple of them I went to just for research. I want to know what everybody's talking about so I could talk to them about it. Yeah. And I'm not wasting my, and I go to the cheapo movie almost always. I've gone to the big screen a couple of times up here. It's cheaper than, it's only like $5 on Tuesdays or whatever. But, you know, they don't get much money out of me at all. They've got less than $10 probably over the last 5 years. They'd go broke if everybody did that. Mm-hmm. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful, have you ever thought about this? But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, politicians, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You ever wonder about fearful?
First on the list.
First on the list for burning in the lake of fire is the fearful. It's not talking about you being afraid of the dark or having a fear of snakes. It's talking about how this is man fearing man. If you fear the Lord, it's the beginning of wisdom. You fear man, there's something wrong in your spirit. I'm standing out there with that sign, and a lot of people say, oh, I couldn't do that. I'd feel like such a fool. Amen, that's why I'm out there. We're told to be fools for Christ's sake. And if you're worried about what people think about you, it's pride. You ought to go to the pride parade and march with the queers. Amen. Same thing. The world celebrates. There was San Francisco City Hall. Can't say I'm real surprised by that. You know what I mean? I mean, I kind of expected that place to just blow up. This was in front of the courthouse. Our Constitution is our shield against Bible-based discrimination. See that? Sodom hates God and the Bible. And they will take that Bible and pervert it just like their sex life. And then they'll create denominations like the Metropolitan Churches of America. And then they'll infiltrate these apostate churches like the Presbyterian Church USA, the United Methodist Churches, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. And all those apostate denominations are filled with sodomites. And they don't teach the Bible.
Is that Washington or Columbus?
That's in Washington, yeah. Well, that's what's going next. This is in Seattle, and this is just one picture in Seattle. It was lit up like a flamer, you know. New York, they poured into the streets in New York. Had to call out extra police and everything to handle it. Not because of violence, just because of the numbers. Minneapolis was lit up all over the place. You had old fogies, and you had Niagara Falls, you have little children. And if you see these pictures, the children are everywhere.